listening to Real World News. Organizations warn about epidemic of hydroelectric projects in Panama. Despite community resistance, Ricardo Martinelli's Panamanian administration continued the works of the recently inaugurated Chan 75 hydroelectric project built by company AES Changuinola in Bocas del Toro province. Nearly 20 social organizations issued a press release warning about the lack of respect of the Panamanian government after the project's inauguration. They claim that the executive branch, by means of the National Environmental Authority, ANAM, and the Public Services Office, ASEP, moved forward with the transnational corporation's privatization plan by auctioning rivers and lands for the construction of hydroelectric dams in the country. The press release claims this hydroelectric project's epidemic in a small country like Panama does not agree with our people's energy needs, but with the interests of transnational corporations and of politicians who aim to profit from our common goods by putting them to auction as commodities. The organizations claim that this governmental plan answers to the international economic policies that promote an electric interconnection of all Latin America to sell electricity to mining industries, agribusiness, and other big projects. They also call peasant and indigenous communities to organize, protest, and resist in the places where a hydroelectric or mining project is aimed to be built. After Chan 75, we don't want any more dams, said the Coalition of Environmental, Trade Union, Indigenous and Peasant Organizations. They also repudiated the international banks who are funding hydroelectric projects in Panama and the green business areas like RED, reducing emissions from deforestation and degradation, and clean development mechanisms. They also expressed their solidarity with the struggles against dams in Mexico, Colombia, and Brazil. In an interview with the show Pueblos Libres of Radio Temblor, leader Gertrudis Siri referred to the struggle of the regions where Nabe indigenous live against dams and mines. The village's development does not rely on mining. The discourse needs to change.
You are listening to Real World News.